This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Happy Monday, everybody. The Monday edition of Talking Heads is on right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Hope you had a great weekend. We got a great show lined up for you today. I'll break all the goodness down that's going on. Don't forget, you can take us wherever you want to go. Stream us live, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. You can check us out on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. You can text in on the text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Chime in on the phone lines, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And like I said, we got a great show lined up for you today. Got some special guests. In the first hour, I'm going to be talking to the F&M chairman, Dr. Dwayne Sands. Got lots to talk about. COVID numbers on the rise. The F&M had a big conclave over the weekend. So we got lots to talk about with the chairman of the F&M, Dr. Dwayne Sands, in short order. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports, we'll be talking football. And of course, you know, no stranger to the show, Mr. Obi Roberts. He wears many hats, and today he's wearing the hat of the president of the Bahamas Federation of American Football, the BFAF. So we'll be having a candid conversation with him coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But like I said, you know how we always get it going. I like to have your minds right. You know, leave the work stress at work. Enjoy the ride at home. Let's get into a good conversation. No better way to do that than give you your brain teaser. I want to make sure your minds are working. You know how to chime in. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Co-headliners, Michael Harrison and Ray DeVito. Ray DeVito, Michael Harrison, yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. And we're located between the card and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis, all right? All you need is your vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. All right, at this stage, you know how to chime in with the trivia, all right? And here's your question today. Here's your brain teaser. A recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 36%, or 36 out of 100, said wearing this boosts their confidence. What is it? Wearing or using this, I should say, boosts their confidence. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. So let's slide on into your headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads reminds you they have new arrivals in stock right now. Brand new selection from Chino. Brand new, as far as the pants go. Fresh selection of shirts, formal, casual, linen, some great brand names too, Taylor Bird especially. You definitely want to check them out on that. All right, the Cuba Vera line as well. All of this goodness going on at both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, or the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Be sure to pop in Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or check them out online, finethreads.com. And Fine Threads reminds you, it's always for the man with good taste. They got you covered. So be sure to check them out, both locations. And let's check out the headliners. What's up, making headlines throughout the 242? Big headlines in the Guardian today. Jumping off the pages. Okay? Right across the front page. Regarding the whole situation with the water and sewage. PM assures no witch hunt in the water and sewage probe. What's your take on that? We've seen it all play out over the weekend. We've seen more videos come out. We've seen more, you know, conspiracy theories and so on and so forth. A lot of hanging daggers there. What's your take, my talking heads? Chime in, let me know what your situation is, or what you think, what your take is, what you think about the situation at Water and Surge and all as it plays out. So there you go. And look at that. We got it. We got a winner right out there. The first one to text me on the text lines today is the winner. Boom. Right out the gate. Perfume or cologne. Boom. Right there. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. If your number ends with 94, boom. Send me information right there. I just texted you. You are my winner. Okay? Everybody texting back after that. Boom. Naughty, great show as usual. Mickey D's is pushing out of Russia. So if you're going to Russia next week, you ain't eating no Big Mac. I don't eat no Big Mac anyway. I just run on Dunkin' and eat KFC. What you talking about? Anyway. More headlines. PM says food program audit findings are startling. Prime Minister Philip Braverman said the audit report in the operations of the National Food Distribution Task Force makes for startling reading and documents major deficiencies. Davis tabled a report in the House of Assembly this morning. He said, in the case of the food program, requests for credible documentation of how $53 million was spent have not been answered. To be clear, documents have been provided, but they are not documents that answer the most important questions posed. In the general findings of the audit report, 18 categories of major deficiency were noted. They range from widespread lack of record keeping and widespread inconsistencies relating to the sums of money handled to a complete absence of minutes being kept of meetings, agreements, and actions, Davis said. What's your take on that, my talking heads? This seems to, you know, this seems to go away and come back and go away. But really, is it much to do about nothing? Is it grandstanding? Is it political posturing? Or are there major deficiencies that we need to see as a voting populace? Let me know what you think, my talking heads. Let me know where your heads are at today. Another headline jumping out in relation to business. Opposition leader Michael Pintard asking the government to explain revenue targets without raising taxes. And can we create revenue without raising taxes? I mean, a lot of people say taxation is the lazy way. So let me know more on that. All right, that's just some of the headlines that are, you know, blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian and making the rounds. And we'll be getting to our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break in short order. I'll be taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break today with F&M Chairman, Mr. Dr. Dwayne Sands. That'll be coming up in short order. Let's go to the phone lines. I see the phone lines chiming in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, my little white brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Double J? What's happening?
I've been to OB coming to chat today. OB in two of my chat groups. And Mr. Dwayne Sands. Asking the hard question. Now, don't part up these fellas now.
No, no. But you...
Asking the hard question.
Listen.
Getting people in shock and you're the part of these people.
Now, let me know. We talking football with OB in the sports section coming up, all right? New American Football League form and so on and so forth. So we're going to have that conversation there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Dr. Sands is always candid, man. He don't run from the questions. You know, he's candid.
Yeah.
Always like having a good conversation with him.
I'm glad you got him on because Obi can talk him. Dwayne Sands, my little brother, I want two of them now.
Huh?
You know what I mean? I want them both of them.
Yeah, you like wine, though. You like Beano. You know, you get better with age, JJ.
My hand is here, and I do plenty of my research when I talk. So how are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How you doing, man? You good? I got the gift package and the plants and all that good stuff, man. So
yeah, but make sure the winter season start and do I need to try deal with Warren so he get COVID and all kind of shit. I ain't nobody.
Hey, man, listen here, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just hope I'm glad I ain't got it. You know what I mean?
They need to go in the soil water and drink the fever grass and a mint tea, man.
There you go.
Hey Warren, I can try bring a package some more, man. And stop jiving, man. Can be healthy, man. You. Exercise.
Okay,
wiping the salt water.
Okay,
turning the salt water.
There you go. Salt water is always a good thing, man.
I know that, man. That clean everything.
There you go.
I call back and watch them. I said the LA and the Dodgers, okay?
Yeah, man. You know, Pearly can chime in and Obi will be there, so make sure to chime back in for sure.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
All right, be safe, JJ. Thanks, man. All right, let's get into the buzz. What's creating the buzz for the 242? All brought to you by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to your weekly new arrivals, like today, in both locations. All right, ladies, so be sure to check them out. New arrivals. Hit the shelves today at both John's locations. Formal, casual, all right? Athletic, all for the ladies going on. They got the fast fashions, the workwear, all the accessories to go along with that, wide selection of footwear for your kids. They now have small home appliances and cookware as well, all right? So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, I don't mean to stir the pot, but Minnis got crucified for locking down. I want to see what the people will say when Dr. Brave locked down, if he does lock down the country, because all your anti-social behavior. No, too social behavior. It was anti-social behavior. Nobody would be mixing. That would be good. It's too much social behavior and snatching up. Listen, man, I wish Juan the best if Juan is under the weather. I'm just getting to work today. So if he is under the weather, I wish him the best. But obviously, you know, we like ships that cross. You know, I pull in the port at 4 o'clock. I get out at 6. You know what I mean? I'm on the high season today. But real quick, as I look into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. Listen, something's been buzzing all weekend on social media. Now, I didn't have any position, any problem with the appointment of Senator Monker, Mr. Rodney Monker. Obviously, because I already said, I went on record. I said the PLP hooked up everybody in their ma. So if everybody else, why not Rodney? But now when I see certain videos circulating on social media, I mean, are those responsible statements? And listen, I got love for my Haitian brothers and sisters. I got love for my Jamaican brothers and sisters. But were those comments really appropriate, Mr. Monka, considering your position? I mean, right now you're just trying to thumb your nose or thumb your thumb in everybody's face under your nose at everybody like, there, I got this position, and now watch how I carry on. Watch what I do. With great power comes great responsibility, and with great responsibility comes great power. And you came to be such a senior member of society, Mr. Monka, such a veteran, all right? Then why don't you exercise some of that veteran intuition and knowledge and insight? Okay? And let's create a better way forward and do what you're supposed to do. Defuse the violence. Diffuse the issues in inner city communities. Help provide programs to make them better. Stop, for the lack of a better word, this bad movie that you're putting on. And you claim to be a comedian. And you're quite funny in your own right. But every good comedian knows when a joke is up and when to move on to another joke. And they also know when to stop before they make a joke of themselves. You're walking a very tight rope there, Mr. Monka. And again, I have no problem with your position, but I do have a problem with what you do while in that position. And you need to be more responsible with your commentary and your videos you like to put out for clickbait and hype. Like you said, you're a veteran. Quite frankly, you too old for likes and shares, man. Stay in your lane where you're effective. Don't wander out and bastardize a position that you've been blessed with. Make it effective. Do something with it. All right? Instead of creating a buzz all over the 242 with the lunacy that you like to put out there. And like I say, sometimes it's entertaining, and sometimes it's a bad joke. No matter you realize it or not, the joke's on you. Let's go to the first break right here on Talking Heads Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break. I'll be taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with F&M Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break. As we go to the break, let me check the phone lines. Okay, Naughty, he said something out of the way. Well, what? All except he from Bantown. Listen, y'all need to let it go. Some of y'all, the first thing y'all like to do is finger point at Dr. Minnis. Man, he's gone. He's paid his penance. Last time I checked, he got fired at the polls. His era is over. So why don't we focus on what's going on now? And who said the borderline, you know, lunacy all over social media? Anyway, we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break, man. I don't entertain defending the indefensible. Hey, Mr. Producer, I see a phone call. Let's grab this one real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's happening, Naughty?
What's going on?
How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
I've noticed a strange thing.
What you notice?
There are less mistakes made in a household if all people are around.
Okay.
there are less mistakes made in life if all people are around.
Okay.
But our problem is we know everything.
But let me show you a vibe. I mean, there are some home accidents caused by seniors. You know, you understand what I'm saying? If you want to look at those numbers. So when you say less things happen in the home, I could also say maybe we need to look at those numbers, because sometimes, you know, senior persons do have issues in the home, just like the kids. And sometimes, you know, if you got old people, but they preaching the same thing and they have no objectivity and no vision, then we stay obsolete because we're learning the same old plays from the same old playbook. And then when we go on the field and we get blown off the field because we can't compete, it's because we didn't evolve. And you know, when you don't evolve, you got problems too.
But as far as old people are concerned, those kind of misfit old persons are usually the exception.
Yeah, I know. That's why when you look at National Geographic, and don't get me wrong, I love my young people and I love my senior citizens and my golden pearls.
Yeah.
But it's also a reason why when you watch Nat Geo, sometimes the young lions walk the old lion out and only the young lions walk back. You know why? Because time is evolution. And you got to evolve. And thank you for your contribution. But if you're holding up the process of moving forward, then you either need to step to the side or step out of the way, right? Because we can't be repeating the same old mistakes over and over again. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, as far as evolution's concerned, yeah.
And then as far as other people go, they should know better. So when they get out there and they put their foot in their mouth making, you know, idiotic statements on the public stage and not considering their position where they hold, they should know better and do better, correct? Especially since they're the veterans, right?
Yeah, but I think it goes wrong when the old folks get their age and their shoe size mixed up.
Yeah. And then sometimes, you know, it's a situation of IQ. Sometimes the shoe size got a bigger IQ than the other one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, buddy.
But if we could go back and forth on this all day, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for your contribution, man. Have a good one, man. Super producer, let's go to the break right now. And on the flip side of the break, we will have our conversation, our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with F&M Chairman Dr. Duane Sands. I'm looking forward to that coming up right here on Talking Heads Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted ish muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And right now, taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me, all right? And having the conversation. you know, that we're glad to have. We have joining us on my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And don't forget over there at Dunkin', people, don't forget, man, it is all about the coconut refreshers. Yes. Yes, people. The coconut refreshers over there at Dunkin'. Go Coconuts for Dunkin's new coconut refreshers, non-dairy and loaded with B vitamins for a tropical twist with just the right amount of fruit sweetness and creamy coconut milk. All right? Find your tropical state of mind with those flavors over there at Dunkin'. Available in pink strawberry, golden peach, and the purple pomegranate. You know the Bahamas runs on Dunkin', and they're waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and out there at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Let's jump into my Dunkin' coffee break right now. And, of course, my special guest today, chairman of the F&M, joining me via Zoom, Dr. Dwayne Sands. How are you, Dr. Sands? Welcome to the show. Glad to have you back again.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Boy, I know you had a busy weekend over the weekend. I know about...
We had a good weekend. We had an impactful conclave. People were happy to be together. And we discussed the business of the F&M looking back, looking forward, and also where we are.
Well, I was about to ask you, how was the conclave? But you let me know already. So I know it was well attended. And I've been hearing some of the feedback, and let us know how was it? How did the F&M come out of the conclave? Where does the F&M go from here?
Well, you know, the purpose of conclave after, you know, we've had a number of conventions, elections, et cetera, and it is incredibly important to look back at, you know, what got you into the position you're in, to see where you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your threats, but most importantly, where do we go from here? And I think what we did was to chart the course. Now, that doesn't mean that course, the navigator or leader doesn't change course, you know, go a little bit more east, go a little bit more south, whatever. But we have a plan, and that plan is to restore confidence and trust in the Free National Movement that has been a critical part of the Bahamian political psyche for the last 50 years.
I know. And I mean, when you look at the F&M, I mean, I don't see why, and I don't want to sound like I'm being funny when I say this. I'm just being honestly, the F&M's lost before. So I don't think we're at such a monumental situation that they can't rebound and come back from a defeat. They've done it before. I don't know why there's been so much noise in the market about the F&M not getting off the ground or spinning the wheels in the mud, because I'm looking at the process like other political parties were 4 years ago at this time, in the same or worse condition, and look where the PLP is now. So I don't feel like you know, coming off of one election loss, you know, warrants the doldrum in the gray crowd. That crowd over most F&M heads that I've talked to, a lot of people is like in the doldrums. I'm like, you've lost before. You all could come back again. You've done it before. So are we at that point now that F&M's ready to play ball again and make a comeback?
Absolutely they are. But, you know, understand that people feel this thing deeply. They feel it in their heart. They feel it in their soul, right? And so, you know, and on the other side of this, of the hour, you're going to be talking sports. And I don't want to trivialize the significance. But when your team loses, it hurts. Sometimes you can't get out of bed and so on and so forth, right?
Especially when you put for a team like me, like the Cowboys, and you run your mouth, you really can't get, you want to hide under the bed.
Well, you should be used to that because they don't ever win.
Exactly. Only thing worse than me is a Dolphin. That's why I have hope, you see? It's just Dolphin.
Well, I don't understand how anybody could pull for the Dolphins. But anyway, that's a different
and
story.
See, that is a and that is a medical advice right there. You know, that's medical advice. That's good, sound medical advice. I don't know why they don't take it.
When the F&M went from 35 to 4, to a situation now of, I believe, 29 to 7. Boy, that was some, or 30 to 7. Yeah. That's some serious thing. Sorry, I get my arithmetic wrong.
But I mean, most blowouts that, you know, when your team get blown out, you really want to remember the score. I can't remember any time the Cowboys or the Lakers got blown out, but I know they got blown out.
32 to 7. So, you have a situation where F&M say, boy, you know, that's a serious beating. And then it's all the looking back and finger pointing and introspection and so on. And that's very important. But you got to pick yourself up. You got to regroup because there are a lot of FNMs who stayed home in the last election. We had in 2017, you had 91,000 people that supported the FNM. In 2021, you had just over 45,000 people that supported the FNM.
I was just about to ask you, how are you going to, you know, attract the base back? Because that was one of the biggest deficiencies from the last election to this election was a drop off in member voting.
So you got to claim it. You got to acknowledge the things that you did that may have hurt or offended the people that typically vote FNM. There was a perfect storm of many different things, and we are big enough to acknowledge that we could have done some things differently, managed some things differently. We had some headwinds, and we tried our very best to deal with them. Despite that, if you were to ask members of the Free National Movement administration in a moment of quiet reflection, if you had to do it over, would you do it the same way? And I'm sure, you know, you'd say, boy, maybe I would have tried a little different. Perhaps we could have been a little bit more sensitive to some of the challenges that people had when they were unemployed or underemployed, despite the fact that you're trying your very best. You know, a Dorian is a historic event. COVID was a historic event. But that's the hand you get dealt, right? And whatever hand you get dealt, you have to play it. And you got to play it as well as you can.
Agreed. And I think sometimes when people politicize those kind of things, they flip side. I think now who was in opposition, who's now the administration, the PLP, now see it a little differently from that side of the fence because COVID is still here and numbers are still going up.
And the numbers are going up. So COVID is one of these things that you ought not politicize because it impacts all of us. It doesn't discriminate. And so even as we have learned from 2 years of COVID, and even as we're all sick and tired of COVID, right? Everybody wants to see COVID gone. But when you see in one day, 63 cases, hospitalizations that had been as low as 4, now up to 14, and people hospitalized in Grand Bahama and in New Providence, the doctors and PMH. Now you say, okay, what do we do differently? The political approach is to try and label the FNM as the party of lockdowns. And we are not absolutely recommending lockdown.
You know, the barbershop is the last free bastion of free speech is what I always say, Dr. Sands. And no later than the weekend, you know, there was a hot topic in a barbershop that this administration would eventually have to lead to possibly locking down because the numbers were on the rise again. And the fact that we just don't take things serious, like socially, we've let our guard down. The social distancing is on the decline. In society, if I look around right now, you go to certain businesses, when you walk in, you hit the sanitizer, it's empty. People starting to wear their masks down under their neck, some wearing masks, not at all. Oh, let me just run in real quick and run in real quick. And we still need to exercise all those protocols. It's still out there. It's still real.
And if we adopt some level of discipline fairly consistently, we will find that we could walk and chew gum at the same time. We can keep the economy open. We can keep the schools open. We can keep the businesses open and making money and get people employed and so on and so forth. And the recommendation, if we collaborate on the way forward and we understand that we all are vested in this, is that the Bahamas ought to be able to demonstrate to the rest of the world how you should do COVID.
Yes, we should. And at least not to the world, to our region. I mean, we were getting it right for a long period of time. And then all of a sudden, when we get in what I call true bohemian fashion, when we start to slunk and get lax and think, oh, everything cool, here we go again.
So when it's very easy to take credit when cases are 2 a day, 4 a day, 5 a day, and nobody's in the hospital and nobody's dying, eh?
No, yeah, but now where are we, Doc?
Well, you know, the numbers have been going up consistently over the last 3 weeks. We have not seen today's dashboard, but I am advised that the numbers across the country are up, and we see clusters of infections in schools, in communities around the Bahamas, outside of New Providence, outside of Grand Bahama. And I think we should all just take stock, stop for a second and say, okay, look, we want to keep the economy going, but we also want to keep people safe. And perhaps if we agree and talk about it, that we have green, yellow, orange, red, okay? When we hit orange, we need to perhaps put in a few more controls. When we hit red, boy, hey, now we really, really have a problem. And if we take that kind of measured approach that has buy-in from civil society, from the business people, from the church, from the schools, et cetera, then it ain't gonna be no rowdy. But we agree this is how we're gonna deal with this particular problem. So when we get to that level, you shut your mouth, because we already had this conversation. And that's how civil society ought to work.
And I think that we have to start, again, and not trying to beat a dead horse to death, but we have to move beyond the politics in this, because all Bahamians at the end of the day are affected by this. And I know we still have people out there that are strong advocates for, hey, we need to go a little further, Naughty, we shouldn't open up fully yet. I mean, I have Texas chiming in right now. Here's one for you, Doc. I personally never trust the COVID dashboard. Those figures to me was always way off. The numbers are always higher than reported. Here's another one for you, Doc. I think we will regret opening up the country during COVID. We should have still remained closed down. And I guess COVID in general, is that what you mean, Texter? Like in general, while COVID is still there. I mean, some people are looking at it now and having like buyer's remorse. People are just going gung-ho. Like, I don't care. And I get the COVID hangover and I get all of that. But I mean, where do we go, Doc? I mean, do we still have to stick to the basics? Still have to stick to the protocol? Still have to stick to 6 feet between you and me? And those who look like they're symptomatic and the elderly?
You certainly got to do some of that. Now, certainly, I don't see a problem with washing your hands. I don't see a problem with sanitizing. I don't see a problem when you're in a crowded place, particularly with people you don't know, to wearing a mask. Now, whether you need to wear a mask outside, I don't think you should. In terms of,
And 1 second, let me just clarify that too. And I have it here on record. Dr. Sand said he doesn't think you should wear a mask outside. So for those who like to politicize stuff, he didn't say you should not wear a mask, you know. Get the statement right, because you know they like to misquote you out there.
So the current national protocol ultimately says that if you're outside and ain't nobody tied up on you, then there's no reason for you to be wearing a mask, okay? But the caveat is that if somebody is right up on you in your face, and particularly if they're not in your same household, then it's not only something that makes sense, but the law says that you should put a mask on, okay? That's reasonable. So if we are disciplined and follow the protocols that already exist, then it's possible that if we follow the protocols that exist, that we don't necessarily have to ratchet them up. But I think you know, and I know, that boy, following the protocols isn't something that's common.
No, I mean, and like I say, you have Texas now, another Texas chairman, and Naughty asked Dr. Sands his position on COVID police issuing ticketed fines for those violating the COVID. Here we go back again to the fines. But obviously now, is that something that we need to revisit and look at? That if there are functions, like you say, that do not involve family members of the same household, and there's a lot of people in an area in close, you know, proximity, and they're breaking those protocols, now should we look to do that?
Well, you know, the issue is you have to use a carrot and sometimes rarely even a stick or some type of penalty if people are not going to follow the rules, okay? So if you get a permit to have 100 people and you got 1,000, well, you know, clearly there ought to be some consequences for that, eh?
Right.
But, you know, to just say, well, you know, the music was so good and the food was so good and the company was so good and the liquor was so good that we had treehouse event even though we had a permit for 100. Well, you have clearly violated your permit. And if that is a violation of the law, you should be penalized. And I think you should be penalized in a way that you make an example for the next person. But if you don't penalize, then the fella say, well, you know, they ain't serious.
Let's go
and
to
so the... when I get permission to do a road march with 500 people, I can have 5,000.
Right.
I dare them to say something about it.
I see all the, I bet you if you did it, all the rules would come out. Every bylaw and rule and violation and fine and penalty. But I guess it's good for some and not for the others. Good for thee and not for me, I guess.
This is why this conversation about disclosure is very important. You could talk about whether or not you support disclosure and whether you believe the law needs to be. That is the law that's on the books, okay? And so if you have the law on the books that says you got to disclose as a member of parliament, okay? And this is my disclosure. I disclosed this year, okay? So the law says you have to disclose. It didn't say if you are a new member of parliament that you should think about disclosing. You should disclose. You must disclose. And so for the government of the Bahamas, the lawmakers of the Bahamas to say, boy, we didn't get around to it. You are sending exactly the wrong message to the public. And what you're basically saying is the law is a suggestion. The red light says you should think of stopping, not stop. So when you buck up and kill somebody, understand that was because you didn't stop. You can't pick, choose, and refuse we're going to follow.
Right. It can't be selective. It has to be uniformed. I totally agree. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
No, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Yes. Can I talk a slight bit of sports for 1 second?
All right, real quick.
Okay, real quick.
Because you know we're coming up at 5. And I got Dr. Sands on with me right now. We're in the midst of a good conversation. But what you got for me real quick?
Okay, well, quickly, I'm representing the Jet football. This is Beckham.
All right.
I just would like to talk about what's going on in the country
5 o'clock.
Now.
5 o'clock.
2 years back, we had Dorian plus the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
We had to close down. We all understand that. But many of us were unemployed. Many of us had to deal with our family. And football was really our getaway. We don't get paid for that now. But
right.
Guess what? The sports tourists don't get paid and stuff. So if we could bring in celebrities, hotels, and parties and concerts, why can't we invest into our Bahamas and also these things? We have fly, but we have to understand that this is what we have. If we're selling away the country, none of that is included with us. And we barely got insurance even to pay, so if we get injured, that's on us. But if you could have all these different names for these entities, think about the behemoths in the whole self. And the perspective and outlook, because as money comes and go, we don't really get much out of that.
All
right. People have sweet nothings right now about what will be done. Next 4 or 5 years, we'll see these people again. So all I would like to say is that think about behemoths. If this is the people's time, whatever y'all call it, think about the people who really have to live in the Bahamas underneath welfare, underneath these things. Because we really love this country. But that's the reason why some of these college students, they go to Canada, they go to America, because they see a bright opportunity. Right now, some of our children could have been in an AAU with Bronny, James, Newman, all these other people. But as behemoths, let's see us a collective bargaining what we can do, because without us, there's no...
All right, man, chime back in, though, Beckham, all right? In the 5 o'clock, because that's some good
sure,
stuff
no problem,
we need to
man,
pick
no
up on.
Right.
Good stuff, good contribution. Let's go to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is the blind one, Papa.
What you got for me, Papa? We got a guest, Dr. Sands, on today, F&M Chairman.
Yeah, and I could be all right. I apologize again for the other day. Just thought I was so comfortable talking to you. That's how you make people.
But you ain't the only one, but you, JJ, all of them, but I got to put money
in. But yeah, I know, but them, but I thought me and you just me and you was talking. Sorry, but I apologize again.
No, we good. No, I say all of them done made that same offense, so don't worry about it.
I hear them. I'm trying to practice.
What you got for me and Dr. Sands?
Good afternoon. Good evening, Dr. Sands.
Hey, Papa, how you doing?
Thank God for life as usual. Dr. Sands, very quickly, right? I want to know how you feel about the last 8 months, my New Day government in power. They talk about the Bacorman bill and stuff like that. They talk about us being so better than you guys, the Free National Movement, in spite of all us being behemoths, right? You're talking politics now, right? And Do you believe, do you think as a chair, as a chair that they table in Parliament, although you're in Parliament, some of the things, some of the not the bills or the laws, but the contracts, the agreements they make, the show that they, because they claim that they're better than the Free National Movement. I really disappointed Dr. Sands in the last government, what was in power there. Even former governments before, but this last particular government, the final, Dr. Sands, it takes too long for us to final the damage what the politicians do. And Dr. Sands, the politicians, I won't say you guys, right, but I don't want you to take it personal, right? But the things they do with our money and with our things, they will never do it with their business. I'm glad for the people in Freeport, but it still sounds like a bad deal. It sounds like a bad deal, too, when Hutchinson, when Paul was able to keep the hurricane or the insurance money when the former government tried to save the saves, so they say, to save jobs. It's really sad what you guys do with our money when you get in power. Dr. Sands, I feel like nothing changed. I still feel like his friends, families, and lovers. Or David's being a good man and all of that stuff, right? But Dr. Sands, do you feel responsible? First, I should ask you, what is this, that, not that woman, but the chief magistrate, break it down for the public there, because they look like they want to stay in you with this to follow. And I know you won't be prime minister.
All right, how many questions you got there, Bubba? You
only
two
questions. The question is, do you feel responsible, like Shane Gibson and Dorset, them, at least Frank Smith, and these people who sue in the government, right? You was calling court, right? And it seems like it's following you like whatever the judge says. It sounds like she scolded you, like she admonished you. Break it down for us to understand what did she really, really say. Because these people, they're getting $2 million, $5 million, and then they could be able to build a new hospital or buy medicine. It's like it's all about the greedy, nothing changed. And you guys are supposed to be so smart when you want to make decisions. I hate to know the public surgery of to pay these people when these people come back to school. Dr. Sands, you guys should pay the money yourself when you want to make these dumb decisions. And you're supposed to be universal. Of course, around the world, people respect you. And come in here messing around with our money. Keep up the good work.
And that's an impassioned problem. Yeah, you know, problem, rapid fire. But
I want to thank him for pointing out just how disappointing this New Day administration is. You know, the New Day is clearly not a better day. And he talked about procurement. We have not seen the details of a single contract issued by this government, even though they are mandated by law. They are breaking the law. Okay? There are fiscal requirements that they are not adhering to because they say, hey, we don't like the law and we ain't gonna follow it. Well, again, just like the disclosure, you don't have that option. So, you know, the public ought to, as Papa has said, be very, very disappointed because the very people that this administration claims to love, the ones that are getting beat up the most because, you know, the cost of living is going through the roof. You find that with inflation at 7%, and adding VAT on the things, prescription medications, non-prescription medications, breadbasket items, et cetera, that poor people can't make it. It's fascinating how the politics of the last 8 months has been about smoke and mirrors. But I listened to the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party in a voice note today.
Oh, he's actually listening to that?
I listen to it and I say, boy, you know, you can tell he sees the problems. And I seldom will give Fred Mitchell a compliment. But as you listen to that voice note, he is telling his people that all ain't well in the camp. And he's telling his people that Brave Davis is not a Lyndon Finland. Okay? So voice note.
I have to now. I normally I don't, but I will. But listen, Dr. Sands, we got a ton of text. So we're going to go to the break, go to the news, and right out of the news, we'll pick it up with you. And we got a lot of text coming in for you. Lots dealing with COVID, lots dealing with the FNM, lots dealing with opening the country. So we got lots to talk about on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll be back with you right after the news. Mr. Producer, let's take that break. Go right to the break, to the news. We'll be back with Dr. Sands wrapping up our Dunkin' Donuts coffee break on the flip side of the news in the 5 o'clock hour right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Yeah. Smutty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again, and their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for whatever the occasion. John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I got you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Monday edition, wrapping up. My Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with F&M Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands. And Dr. Sands, before we wrap things up, I got a couple of texts off the text lines for you. Okay, here we go. Naughty afternoon, great show. Ask Doc why were COVID rules different with the hotels and major hotels than they were everywhere else? And also, how come people in the House of Parliament, COVID rules were different than the...
Well, I think you get at one of the challenges about people adhering to rules that they perceive them to be unfair or, you know, different for one set of people and as compared to the others. And whenever you have one set of rules, particularly in the hotels and something different across the bridge or in the center of town, the people in town say, hey, y'all ain't talking to me. I suspect that just then and now is you are dealing with some tense negotiation and persuasion. I can use the word persuasion. I could say threat, but I'll call it persuasion. The hotels say that their livelihood requires X, Y, and Z, and so on and so forth. And the negotiators try to negotiate the best that they can adhere to. But certainly, if you look in the hotels now, things are very different the way COVID is managed in the hotels than it is across, you know, elsewhere. And that is going to make it increasingly challenging to impose any type of protocols or rules.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I see some phones chiming in real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How are you today?
How are you, bitch? What's going on, bro?
How are you?
Good, good, good.
Okay.
Very good.
Dr. Sands, I have two questions for you right quick, sir. I know you're supposed to be the chairman of the F&M, right, sir?
I am the chairman of the Free National Movement.
Yes, sir. why is Richard like he wants to overtalk you? I'm kind of remiss. I thought he was a vice chairman.
He is the vice chairman, yes.
Yeah, but so are you the one permitting him, allowing him to say, to just go and speak his mind?
Well, I mean, you know,
everybody... Don't get me wrong. Now, he's a good friend of mine also. Now, don't get me wrong.
Everybody has the right to speak. Now, what they have the right to say is a different issue.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, that's to me, it feels like you're being old Trump. Another thing to you, sir. All right. The F&M party, the F&M administration took what, to 12%, right? Were they at that time thinking about the poor people?
Absolutely.
Well, why did they take it to 12% when people were crying and screaming and say they didn't want what to go to raise to 12% at that particular time? During, especially, were we on the height of the pandemic, or we are actually before? Well, I don't remember exactly when the VAT was introduced. I mean, the 12%.
So VAT is a regressive tax,
yes.
And the approach that the F&M decided to take at that time was to increase VAT to 12% from 7.5%, but to give exemptions from VAT for prescription medication, for bread basket items, et cetera, so that the people that had more would pay more and the people that had less would pay less.
I understand that. But, you know, you got to remember now, the former prime minister himself said our VAT was the lazy way out. Do you remember that, right?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, man. Have a nice day.
Hey, Mitch, real quick, two things for you. I remember the former administrator, prime minister said taxation was the lazy way out. And I see you all doing plenty of taxation, too. And
well,
number two,
has the government borrowed dollars yet?
My biggest question is, I can't believe you come here, and I'm glad you called in. Don't make it the first time, don't make it the last time. But during the election campaign, but you was in chat groups louder than Fred Mitchell talking on behalf of the BLP.
Never,
look where you're going.
Take the lead from the chairman.
This me, Mitch. This me.
To answer the question as to whether the government has borrowed money, yes, they have.
Okay? Well,
isn't this
where they did borrow money?
Yeah, the answer is they have borrowed money. This administration has borrowed money.
I'm saying, I'm speaking about excessive amount of money in 8 months.
Your definition of excessive and my definition of excessive would be different, but they are borrowing. And,
you guys
and more importantly, they're spending money like it's going out of style.
You asked me if they borrowed a dollar. Well, if they borrowed something, that would constitute a dollar, correct? So I guess they did.
I guess he's gone.
Yeah, Mitch. That's my good friend, Mitch, man. Mitch is...
Draw a blow and run.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
That's how you throw blow the other days, you know, throw blow today and roll out and come back tomorrow. Naughty, ask Dr. Sands, perception is reality. If MPs don't disclose, people will automatically think they thief. And ask Doc if Rodney, Mr. Monker, could become a crime disruptor, if I could become a traffic or litter disruptor. I guess the texter wants to know if he could get a job being a traffic or a litter disruptor.
You know, Rodney Monker is a very interesting character.
To say the least.
Fabric of the Bahamas. Rodney is my friend. But I do not support everything that comes out of his mouth. Far from it.
Same here.
So when you... Rodney becomes a lightning rod for all kinds of things to this particular government. And I hope they're ready for the ride.
All right, I got one more phone call, and then we can wrap it up, Dr. Sands. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Well, I guess they weren't patient. So on that note, real quick, though, wrapping up, I appreciate the conversation today, and we got to do this at least monthly. Can you commit monthly so I know exactly what's going on with F&M from you?
Certainly.
All right, I appreciate that. On the heels of the conclave, I've seen, you know, social media. I've seen a lot of posting. I've seen a lot of, you know, pro F&M stuff out there right now. So I think you all did have a good conclave, and I think people are on the same page. Moving forward, though, I have a text that Naughty, what will Dr. Sands and the F&M do to get those disgruntled F&M voters who stayed again?
Well, you know, anytime you fall out with a human being, one of the first things you have to do is to admit where you went wrong. And then if you're sincere, if you're honest, Bahamians are very forgiving people, you know. And so if you approach people in the right way and they see that there's sincerity in your heart and in your speech, oftentimes people will give you the benefit of the doubt. They'll give you another try. We've seen that over and over and over and over again. But if you're hard head and you're biggity and you're arrogant, etc., the one thing Bahamians don't like is arrogance. And they will beat your backside politically.
Yeah, and there's a thin line between bigoty and arrogant. They love up some bigoty, but boy, arrogant will get them upset every time.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of door-to-door, person-by-person, and that's the reason why your ground game has got to be on point.
All right, real quick for you, another one before you go. Naughty, what's the FNM's opinion or Doc's opinion on the eradication of shantytowns and the enforcement of building codes?
Boy, you know, we would have tried to deal with unregulated communities and had the courts stand in the way. It's going to be very interesting to see how this government tackles it. But unregulated shantytowns are a health hazard. There are electrical hookups and others that plumbing problems that can breed disease. I think as a country, we need to ensure that any housing is safe and up to code. And this ain't got nothing to do with which government is in, says is important. And I think that unregulated communities or shanty towns, we need to move beyond them and get rid of them.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much for chiming in today. It's been candid, and I appreciate it as always. And I know you're busy, so I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be here. And I will definitely be in touch, and we'll pencil in once a month so we could hear from the chairman of the FNM right here on Talking Heads. But I really appreciate you chiming in. You too, Doc, and be safe out there, all right?
Bye-bye.
We'll have a good conversation, great conversation right there with FNM Chairman Dr. Dwayne Sands. That wraps up my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll take a quick commercial break. On the flip side of the break, we are talking sports, and I'm going to have a great conversation. This man, my good friend, wears many hats. Today, he has on the hat of the president of the Bahamas Federation of American Football, the BFAF, Mr. Obi Roberts, coming up live on Talking Edge right out of the break, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Keep it right where you got it.
Burger King Nassau is the Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy, wow, good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here in Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And we're into the sports. That's right. Time to chop it up and talk sports. So we got to get it started with, obviously, Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. On the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't forget they have happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. And they have a great businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. It changes up daily. Different special daily. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you down there at Naughty Johnny's. 377-7776. All right, today is Monday, May 16th, 2022. And today in sports history, in 1869, the Cincinnati Reds played their first baseball game. 1914, the American Horseshoe Pitchers Association, AHPA, was formed in Kansas City, Kansas. In 1925, WHAS made the first network broadcast of the Kentucky Derby. In 1932, the New York Yankees got their fourth consecutive shutout. The feat tied the record with Cleveland and with Boston. In 1933, Cecil Travis became the first player to get five hits in his first game. In 1939, the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians met at Shibe Park in Philadelphia for the first baseball game to be played under the lights in the American League. In 1954, Ted Williams got eight hits in his first game, a doubleheader collarbone. All right, so he came in his first game back after breaking his collarbone, eight hits in a doubleheader. So in his first two games back, actually. 1965, Jim Palmer, the Baltimore Orioles, made his pitching debut. 1972, Greg Luzinski, the Bull, had a home run in which the ball hit the Liberty Bell Monument in Philadelphia, in Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium. In 1979, the National League approved the sale of the Astros from Ford Motors to John J. McMullen for $19 million. In 1981, Craig Reynolds of the Houston Astros hit three triples against the Chicago Cubs. In 1985, Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year in the NBA. In 1994, Jennifer Capriati was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana. 1996, Sammy Sosa became the first Chicago Cub player to hit two home runs in one inning. 1997, Gary Gaetti of the St. Louis Cardinals recorded his 2,000th hit. And on this day in 2003, the Anaheim Mighty Ducks defeated the Minnesota Wild 2-1. The win advanced the Mighty Ducks to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in franchise history. And today's sports quote, if you can believe it, the mind can achieve it. Ronnie Lott, Hall of Famer, All-Pro Safety, San Francisco 49ers. All right, let's get up into the local scene, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And which Philly cheesesteak are you trying first, the crispy chicken or the flame-grilled beef? Both are all good and waiting for you at your favorite BK location. Burger King Nassau waiting on you today for takeout or drive-through delivery with the Craven app. And don't forget that great mix-and-match 2-for-$11.50 deal going on at your favorite Burger King location. You got the original chicken sandwich, the Big King, the special, and the Big Fish. All 2-for-$11.50 that come with fries and soft drinks. And it's waiting on you at your favorite BK location. And who better to take this break with me right now and talk local sports on the home court is Mr. Obi Robertson. His capacity today is non-political, but more of a sports nature. He is the president of the Bahamas Federation of American Football, the BFAF. And welcome to the show, Obi. You're no stranger. Good to see you again. You got on your presidential hat of the BAFF. So let me know what that is. BAFA, sorry.
BFAF.
I can figure it all out. That acronym. I get it figured out by the end.
Naughty, and good afternoon to you and good afternoon, Bahamas. I'm in the capacity as president of the first form Bahamas Federation of American Football. The federation's responsibility is the development and the governance of American football throughout the country in all aspects of it. And the reason why this was formed, and this is actually a long time this was in the works for this to come to this fruition, and the putting up the sport. I listened to a caller who called into your show maybe like 45 minutes ago when you was on the talk show with the chairman of the Free National Movement. He is speaking primarily about opportunities in the sport of American football for many young men who want to play.
And I'm sure he'll chime back. I told him to call back in the 5 o'clock hour when you're on.
And who wants to play, also who probably wants to use it as an opportunity to obtain an academic or athletic scholarship to play at the tertiary level. And if they're talented enough, with the opportunities of probably playing or being drafted at the pro level. This is the reason why the Federation was formed, to craft out these opportunities and to enhance what is already here. Currently, we have the Senior Flag League, and then we have the Youth Flag League that is taking place. We'll be, in terms of that, governing over those, but also working in conjunction with them in developing the sport, Naughty. Most people are not aware, they're seeing it come up now, that we're going to be having a camp within the next 4 weeks, between June 9th to June 13th, with All Pro Celebrity Weekend, in which we're going to be having a youth camp for the kids, and we're going to be having former and present NFL players who are going to be coming down and be conducting camps for kids through the ages of 6 to 12, and a second session between kids from 13 to 17. I think they may see flyers that are circulating around with images of Michael Vick, also DJ Swearinger, Keenan Allen, who was an All-Pro receiver for the San Diego Chargers.
But it needs to be another young man on there, first and foremost, Mr. Michael Strawn. He's the Bahamian kid. So as much as I love Michael Vick and all the rest of them, DJ Swearinger, you're fumbling the ball on that promotion. I need Mike Strawn on everything.
Mike Strawn was there.
No, I need him first and foremost. Yes, Forget Michael Vick.
But this is the thing.
Mike is my boy, but, you know.
But see, this...
Strawn didn't fight no dogs.
But
I'm an animal lover.
But Strawn, Mr. Strawn, is
Michael Vick supporter, too, though.
Michael Strawn was actually the catalyst. Him and his agent was the catalyst of coming up with this camp in partnership with the Federation. Because this is Mike's opportunity to also give back to the development of the sport in the Bahamas. Just give me a moment. And so this is something that he wants to give back to his country, and through a sport that he loves and he's currently playing. And I just wanted to add that, and there's another person that I'm forgetting, because there's 5 celebrities. Oh, and Melvin Ingram, the linebacker.
Oh, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, actually, that's...
Y'all Dolphin fans can come out and see ya.
All right.
And long in the tooth, former old pro, come cut it up.
All right, so we want to also educate the kids in various positions, and this will be an annual event that's going to be held every year in terms of developing the kids in American football, not only in flag but also in full contact, and what we're looking to do to further develop it, because we have a lot of talented young men, and excuse me, in flag you also have women that play as well, but also in full contact you have men. We have so much talented individuals. That who could play on the next level if we put in the proper infrastructure for these kids to play and excel on. And that is one of our interests, of many interests, of developing the sport, Naughty.
Okay, so I got some text coming in already. Mm-hmm. All right. Great show as always, Naughty. Real quick, I missed the first portion of the interview with Obi, but are the active football and flag football leagues association a part of this new federation?
What it is right now, we are having the Flag League, the Youth Flag League, are going to be working in conjunction with us, okay? And we're going to be having dialogue with certain past football personalities who are going to assist us as we go forth with the camp coming up.
Mm-hmm. So you have the Youth League involved with the initial camp coming up?
Yes.
Okay. So that's taking place in June, right? June the 9th?
June 9th to the 13th.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me check some of these other texts that are coming in here now. Because y'all hot with football today, but y'all got 50 million questions today. Mm-hmm. Here's another one for you. Is there a fee to get started with the league if you want to join?
I don't understand that. Fee to join?
What? I mean, if kids want to become, want to be involved in the new federation, is there a league fee or a joining fee or a membership fee?
That structure is going to be extended very shortly in terms of that right now. Our primary premise right now is the camp right now. But one of the things I want to convey to the general public, there is no cost to attend the camp or to participate in the camp for the kids in this camp coming up in the next few weeks.
Obi spoke to it. I know that the youth league is going to be involved. But what is the Federation doing to ensure inclusion beyond this camp? For all of the football leagues,
I will state this again, Naughty. for everyone to please
him. And Obi's directing that to where the texture, because he ain't got that warm in me.
So the point is this. We are going to be governing the sport and the development of American football. First and foremost, we are dealing with the camp at this moment. All other agencies that falls under that aspect will be communicated and contacted very shortly.
Okay, break it down to me like I'm a two-year-old. I come to you now and I say, hey, Mr. Roberts.
No, that is not. The question that you're going to ask me is a very lengthy question, Naughty, because there's going to be some structure and requirements to it. In terms, you know, you're talking about how to join and everything else?
No, not that at all.
Oh, okay.
If somebody approaches you and say, I got a son, I want to get involved in this league, and I see now that the league that you've...
No, we're not a league. We are a federation.
The Bahamas Football.
Right.
Now, I'm coming to you saying, okay, I want my kid to play American football. Direct me where they need to play. Now, under this umbrella of the Bahamas Federation of American Football, does this encompass tackle football,
yes,
flag football, senior and youth, and...
all aspects of American football. Flag.
So this is basically the new governing body of American football in the country.
Correct.
So what happened now? My next question could be, what happened to the good old CAFL?
The CAFL was the governing body of American football in the country, and that transitioned now to the new governing body, which is the Federation right now.
So that the CAFL has now become the Bahamas Federation of American Football, separate entities? They ceded to this entity now, so they're no longer affiliated with football?
Yeah, they transitioned the authority to it.
So CAFL basically is dead now?
No. They are still an association that will fall under the Federation. Remember now, the CAFL is an association.
Okay. It falls under the Federation.
Right.
So the CAFL will still deal with tackle football.
Exactly. And then you also have youth tackle and other aspects of it. All persons must understand that all football-related matters will be our responsibility, but not the running of the association. That is their responsibility of the day-to-day operations of their association.
They run the day-to-day. They have their governing body, so on and so forth, but then they, I guess, report to the Federation?
No.
Or you all oversee it, or if there's a impasse in sports, if there's a controversy or so on and so forth, like we've seen in other leagues, not even football here, would you intervene now to rectify it?
It will be based on the safety and the integrity of the sport that we'll be also interacting with those associations. The integrity and the safety is a widespread matter that you could touch on. But like I said, you're putting in the infrastructure to ensure that the integrity and the safety of the sport and the persons that are involved.
Primarily.
All right. Say, Naughty, okay, for instance. You can't just pop up and have an association and figure that you just get some kids and pads and scramble around. You're talking about the livelihoods of kids and their livelihood and their health perspective. There has to be some health guidelines. There have to be some training guidelines that take place from the coaches, from the officials, in that regard that you know that, one, your kids are being taught properly. They're being taught and also in a safe environment. They're also insured. These basic essentials that we're looking to also implement. I've heard a young man mention a moment ago when he called the talk show, he figures that, he wasn't getting much out of it, or he was taking a risk of paying because the insurance wasn't covering it. These are some of the criteria that persons must have to ensure that their league meets the standards or the requirements that are set by the Federation in order to hit the field. That is the difference. Before, the associations also have to implement these things, but they have to meet the accordance and guidelines of the Federation that would implement those type of rules. Not dictating to them the running of your organization or association, I would say.
So basically, to just dumb it down for me, all of these associations will fall under the Federation's umbrella.
They have an option to apply. It would be much easier.
No, but here's my next question. What if they say they don't want to be part of the Federation?
Well, that is their choice, Naughty. But like I said, they then will be faced with dealing with matters on their own. That is the thing about it that they have to be faced with. All right? That is the thing there. If you want to get things done in a structured and appropriate way, and you, I would say, go into other things, because you will progress a lot faster under a federation on how it's structured and what is obtained and the benefits from it than being out that way independently on your own.
All right, here's one for you. Afternoon, Naughty. Just chiming in. Can you please repeat who the players attending the Bahamas All-Pro Celebrity Weekend will be? And again, where is the camp happening and being held? So repeat that one more time for me, please, though, because that's on June the 9th through the 13th, correct?
June the 9th through the 13th. You have DJ Swearinger. You have Melvin Ingram. You have Michael Vick. You have Keenan Allen. And then you have our very own Bahamian, Michael Strawn, who will be participating. And it will be held at the National Stadium at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center.
So kids could go out and get all your fundamentals, meet and greet,
now,
taking
Naughty,
pictures.
Now, Naughty, and this is the thing here right now. We are looking at probably like 350 kids. And so this is the first annual camp. I am of the opinion you may see more. But I'm just saying to right now, we cannot accommodate everyone in this aspect. We're looking at targeting for 300 kids. We have to be mindful of that. And because a lot of persons, we've been getting a lot of calls, we've been getting a lot of congratulations, we've been getting a lot of questions and say this is about time, because many people have been asking us, what is going on in the country of American football? We miss what happened. We miss the competitiveness, the games, the intensity, and everything else that used to be played at, down by D.W. Davis, down by Windsor Field, in the Sports Center. And what it is primarily is this. This is the development of the sport in its entirety. Period. That's what we're looking at in terms of that right now.
So basically, if you get out to the camp, it's June the 9th through the 13th. Okay?
And also, Naughty, they will see something that is going to be circulated as well, because our website is pretty much a very long domain. I saw something on Facebook today that someone was advertising on it that you could register, and that is the key. We need your information to register so we can prepare for your arrival and everything else and have everything organized in appropriate fashion for you to participate. Your age and your name, because we have two categories. Like I said, we have the younger one and then we have the teenagers as well. So we want everything to be done in a very structured and organized way with that. It will be, it's BFAF242, but I saw it on a particular website. With that, Naughty, and I would say this to you, because our website, our new federation website, is under construction, because we're doing so much things that we have to add to it before we actually put it to the public. But there's a cover page on it that you can submit your information, name, and everything else there to be registered in it. And as I said again, it is at no cost. All right, no cost. And we'll have more and more dialogue with the public of explaining to them in terms of how they can register their kids to it. And the parents could come out, obviously, and come out and watch. You could be able to observe it from the stands while they're in the middle of the field in the grass area, and also meet the players, interact with the players, and everything else right now. And this is something that this is going to be an ongoing process. The sport itself is so huge, and there's so many moving parts right now that we're looking to put in order in terms of that right now as we come to the public, and then also. Four of the five players, obviously Michael Vick is retired. There's a small window for these guys to come down and participate in the camp, because now, you know, their camp is getting ready to open up in a few weeks in July. So this is their time that they come down, that they're able to be able to give back and work with the kids. They jump at the opportunity. They love to come down here and see the country and everything else and work with the kids and give back. In the development of the sport. And so we were very...
And I think we need to maintain it so that it's a different, you know, make Mike the centerpiece as long as he's in the league.
Or Strawn?
Yeah, but start bringing back, you know, more people.
But Naughty, he was the one who was instrumental in this.
I know, because when we interviewed him on a locker room a couple of months back, mm-hmm. when I did my cameo, as I always do during football season, with Marcellus Hall, and like I said, on the locker room, and... I had the conversation with him, and and Tommy as well, you know, Marcellus, myself, Tommy Stubbs, we had the conversation gung-ho about doing things here in the Bahamas, you know, football camps, so on and so forth, and getting, you know, not just the youth involved, but a lot of athletes to get a look at, like just doing a combine maybe even for some guys that are just talented, where coaches could look and say, Jesus, he jumps out of the gym, he runs a 4-4, I could teach him how to catch, I could teach him how to run. Behind the offensive lineman. So that's what we need to get. I totally agree. But we have to look at, you know, getting it there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one coming in for you. Is there an executive body for this new federation?
Yes, there is an executive body. Tell them they can feel free to call me on 448-4904 on that, and they can feel free to sit down and discuss that with them.
All right, Tex, obviously, we covered this again. This federation is the governing body of all associations. So it's not really a case of how is this federation different from the CAFL. The CFL is going to be a part of this federation, correct?
Yes, it is.
So this federation is going to become like the umbrella, the governing body of football in the country.
And see, Naughty, the thing about it is a lot of people don't really understand how federations operate. And this is something that right now we try to understand how things could be done and ought to be done going forward.
How will this federation play a role on getting tackle football restarted or instituted at an early level, i.e. Pop Warner, grade school, middle school, high school?
Well, Naughty, that's why, as I mentioned before, with the kids in the sections that we're looking at, you have also the young kids between 6 to 12, and then you have the kids from 13 to 17. That's what we know as primary school, and then you also have high school.
Yeah, yeah. Primary school, they're known as Friday night like tights. Yeah. That's who people like me want to coach up, them little young'uns.
Right, and so with that, Naughty, and I'll reiterate to them, the camp will have two sessions. Ages 6 to 12, session 1, and session 2, ages 13 to 17. And we'll be also emphasizing on the positions of quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back, defensive end, linebackers, other scenarios in that regard. But we're looking at implementing it at an early age, okay, and also into the high schools as well in terms of full tackle, all right, because that is something right now, Naughty, that is important.
But now my question is, and having played in the league and knowing all of the parties involved, you got to get everybody to come together if you're going to get this into the high school level. You're going to have the support of everybody. So all them past, you know, differences and, you know, memories of cut skin would leave on the field with lingering. That got to go. That got to be shared.
I agree. That got to be shared
in order for the sport to get where it needs to be. Because we've far seen too many leagues politicized in this country. Political politics, just the nature of it. Politics of politics. And it's permeated a lot of sports. And it's degraded a lot of sports. It's reared its ugly head. So I'm looking at this federation. This has a great opportunity to get off in its embryonic stage on the right foot, getting everybody involved, all-encompassing, and getting the feedback of the various associations in order to make this the best federation it could be.
But, Naughty, and this is the thing here. The federation business structure is quite different from when you're dealing with associations in that regard. And these are something when we communicate to the various associations and have our dialogue, things will be conveyed in terms of what we're looking for. And they'll also convey what they're also looking for as an association if they apply for federation status. I mean, under the federation. And it is very key, Naughty. This is a national matter of developing the sport. Not just in Nassau. We have Grand Bahama. We have other family islands that also have kids and persons who are extremely interested in the development of the sport. It's going to be a very lengthy process in terms of going to different family islands because, as you have known, in our country's history for American football, that's over 50 years. The two islands that known for football was Nassau and New Providence that had a great rivalry for many years, particularly in Grand Bahama with the most renowned team in Grand Bahama, the 8 Mile Rock Crushers. You had the Titans, you had the Panthers, you had many of those guys over that way. Who played at such a high level in the league over the last 50-plus years. And then you have many of the teams that played here. That's just from the full-time contact perspective. But now we have to look at it in terms of moving the sport, getting the sport on the ground, because now we have to start from the foundation of rebuilding it and also particularly through the league. That's how you're able to feed the senior league on that. And then you get these kids involved, as you asked me a couple minutes ago, from high school or primary school into high school. And these kids now have opportunities to obtain scholarships in the high school level and also in primary school level or high school level and tertiary level. And I'm not, I don't have to sell this to you. You know this just like me. The three big cities or states that is known for football, biggest three states in America.
Florida, Georgia, Texas.
Now you've missing one.
Florida, Georgia, Texas. Where's the next one?
No, not Georgia. California.
No, sir.
Yes. Take a look at it for yourself, Naughty. Take a look at it for yourself.
Maybe so, but I prefer those Georgia athletes over them California athletes, because a lot of them California athletes turn out to be soft in the long run.
Naughty, I'm talking about long term. You're talking about decades. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. We right next to one of the big three. You know that it's the creator can do it. A pipeline for these young men to get into the schools over that way, high school.
Right.
And collegiate. Just take a look and see what's going on in the country through athletically wise. Playing professional basketball, as well as Buddy Hield. Jonquel Jones, who's playing in the NBA and the most recent, most valuable player. Our young men who start doing great things, jazz and baseball, and other persons as well. We have many opportunities for American football. We just have to provide the infrastructure for these young men to showcase their talent, being taught fundamentally sound and prepared, because that's what coaches are looking for these young men to play on the next level. And I also got wind from a flags perspective. The Olympics are also considering introducing flag football as a sport. It's not confirmed, but I know there's been some discussions with it. So, Naughty, you have so many different opportunities from this sport in different areas that if you put the proper infrastructure in, our young men, particularly with full contact, have opportunities to excel athletically. But also, if you go to tertiary institutions, you have to perform as a student athlete as well.
Boy, that's a tough one here. Naughty, I ask you, guess. Of skirmishes, disagreements, and politics of the CAFL. However, can he assure us that this will be a limited movement forward? Because it sounds like it has the potential to be a very good federation and give Bahamian young people what they need. But we have to, like you say, eliminate the politics. Can they eliminate it moving forward?
Naughty.
Now, listen, the text, I believe I know this text too, and I believe the pros cut your skin a couple of times, and I think you got you in your feelings. And no, you're not a Jet either. But anyhow, I can leave that like that. That's way through the monkey stomping. And because I think that is the concern of a lot of guys that may want to get involved and look at it and say, look, I didn't have this opportunity, but I did play ball, and I want to give back. So they want to get in and they want to do it right, mm-hmm. and they want to have fun coaching it, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they don't want to experience some of the same negative experiences they had before, have a bad taste in their mouth like prior. And I you got to hear that, because that's noise in the gallery.
Naughty, you echoed it a few minutes ago in terms of the politics within the sport, and not political politics, but politics through opinions, mm-hmm. and personal interests in that regard. Naughty, you have to break some eggs to make an omelet. We just hope that we mitigate some of our discrepancies and disagreements to understand that the bigger picture is the development of the sport. We are looking to get everyone on the same page and understand the direction that we're going in. And this is a partnership.
I'm here with this show. So as the league develops and evolves, you know you can come on and bring us up to snuff every step of the way. As the baby crawls and walks, mm-hmm. and runs and takes his fresh little hand off, and then, you know, we watching it. And not only, you know, and I got a text here, and we'll pick this up on the flip side of the break. Yeah, I agree, Dexter. It's not just guys who play football. So obviously the ladies want to be looked out for with women's flag football under this federation as well.
Well, before you go to the break, I also alluded that we have a ladies' league as well in flag football. And I also alluded from that they're looking at introducing it to the Olympics. That's both men and women. All right. Like I said, Naughty, it's a responsibility for the entire sport.
Tell Mr. Roberts, I would fully endorse the new league if he could get the lingerie ball to be played here at our stadium during halftime of the Bomber Bowl. Let's go to the break.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. Details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back out to radio and talking heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And, of course, real quick, I got to slide up into my Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'll be honest with you, man, got to big up Tropical Gyros, man. I grabbed some earlier today, had me a cracked lobster. It was all good. Big up the chef and the crew over there. Tropical Gyros right there on Mackey and Rosetta Street. They're open until 6 every day, all right? Be sure to check them out. All right, I always tell you, man, the Greeks may have invented the gyro, but Chef Goma, he perfected it. All right.
Yes, so indeed.
Obi could tell you. Obi will tell you. He's some good stuff right
chef
here.
Chef Kevin Goma.
Yes, sir. Big up the chef. But listen, Obi, real quick.
And he also played football as well, you know.
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah, man. Back in the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So real quick, let's have a glance at this because, you know, we pretty much got up to snuff on the information with the new federation. And, of course, you said a website is coming and so on and so forth. So yes. The social media platforms will be there to provide
right
information.
Because what it is right now that you can submit your information in, but this is one of the reasons why I'm on the show to also educate and explain what is taking place. They've seen a flyer in the newspaper last week because one of the title sponsors was Rev for that. And it was a big, long page article, a big single page article. And you'll see another one, I think, coming out on Thursday as well, that also explains the camp and everything else and what our intentions are and the relationship that we're looking to establish with corporate Bahamas, with the Bahamas in general in terms of developing the sport of American football, which is very, very critical. And kudos to Michael Strawn, in which he's looking to give back to his country in the sport of football that he's playing right now.
I'm trying to have Mike on Thursday or Friday show to have a conversation with him. So
I would okay. We're going to be having a press conference coming soon in which we hope that he's going to be here as well to also speak and provide some commentary on it. But we wanted to begin the dialogue now because we're 4 weeks out.
You know, this talking heads, I don't wait for your press conference. I can go get that. You can be on Thursday and Friday. It is what it is. You try to say it. All right. You're dealing with the pets.
All right, but with that, Naughty, this is something right now that's near and dear to many persons. A lot of people love American football. We have a lot of football fans in this country. I heard you call a couple teams named one I would not call, who reside somewhere in South Florida. right, yeah. Who have some obnoxious fans.
The pond scum.
All right, who have some obnoxious fans and everything else and there and everything else. I know they could give me a hard time when they come off the air. But, no, we have a huge football base in this country. And a lot of women also watch American football as well. As hence we've seen a lot of women are playing in flag football over here. And one of the things is we want to provide an opportunity for many Bahamians young, not just to play, but if you have the God-given athletic ability to play on high school level in the United States or tertiary level in the United States or be drafted or sign as a free agent. You can still make it in the NFL in two ways, either drafted or sign as a free agent. We want to put that in that infrastructure in place so persons now have an opportunity to excel.
There you go. Well, now we got that moving forward. Tomorrow we'll be talking all things NBA right here on the show. NBA playoffs continue tomorrow night. Heat and the Celtics, game one.
Just don't talk about the Lakers.
And then on Wednesday night, we have, the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. So the Lakers, that's for your Laker fans. I am in self-imposed exile. Me? I'm belly aching on the fact that if Ja Morant wasn't injured, Memphis was either going to be playing a game seven or be playing game one tonight. Ain't okay? I'm sticking to my Morantafarianism. I'm quite happy in Morantafari. Ja Morantafari. So, yeah, man. But thank you for stopping by and thank you for bringing us up to snuff. I'm sure I'll talk to you another time when you're wearing a different hat, maybe political, maybe sports again. We don't know. But glad to know that, again, like I said, though, we have somebody that's affiliated with the show. So we can get the actual factual right from the league right away. So we can cut right through the red tape, right through all the noise in the market. Hey, I can ask that question.
And we look forward to seeing the public out that way. And just register on the BFAF website. It's still under construction, but you can sign and register right now from that. And like I said, if you wish to contact me, my cell number is 448-4904.
So any questions you all need to know about the hierarchy and the board and this and that, call or be free to get you educated and situated.
Because Naughty, right now, this is an overall responsibility, not by me only. It is we right now in terms of developing the sport. And I mean, kudos to the other sporting disciplines, what we're seeing in baseball, in youth baseball.
Yep.
All right, and basketball, and some soccer and everything else. Naughty, we have a lot of talented athletic kids down here, athletically and academically.
You just got to give them the platform and the opportunity.
And that's all it is.
All right, now I'm putting out a clarion call right now. Anybody in the hospitality industry, whether you work at the airport, the hotel, limousine service, bell front desk, room service, Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns wide receiver corps is on the way to the Bahamas between now and the weekend to do private workouts. Now, you know, as soon as they touch down, you let me know where they at so I can get the interview. I got cash money in it for you. That's how I wrote. I don't know about the rest of these talk shows.
For me, too? Yeah. Maybe I'd be able to find that out for you.
But I get you something, man. I get you Joker's passes or whatever. You part of the team. You got to free up. But, yeah, if you're not part of the team, I got something for you, man. Let me know where, you whistle and I'll whistle and you point and I'll make it happen. And it'll be a great interview. And, yes, I definitely got to talk to Amari Cooper. Thank him for them good years in Dallas. Get me an autograph. And wish him all the best in Cleveland. Deshaun Watson, too, because God knows Cleveland. I don't know, boy. I'll be in the corner here frowning. Be out of here.
We waiting for them, man.
We see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Y'all be good.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank, Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.